Welcome back, friends. Sarah left off with Father Philippe being able to present a spirituality for the everyman, the little way, for the little souls. And we are going to see some of that as we move forward in this book. First off, a definition of terms, an exterior freedom. So this is part of what makes, I think, Father Philippe so powerful is he defines his terms, and he defines them clearly and concisely. Exterior freedom, that is the ability to move unencumbered. That is not always under our control. And we talked about that in the last episode with these, in my opinion, the lockdowns we had and various forms of constitutionality. I think we have a sense of that exterior freedom we didn't have, as Sarah said, a mere year and a half or 2 years ago. But the interior freedom, that is under our control, which is a really wonderful thing to grasp. And that's a space within ourselves that no one can take away, as God is its source and guarantee. Sarah made that specific inalienable right. God is the author, and as author, no one can abridge that gift. Viktor Frankl is the so generally when I do book reports, there's the book. I kind of have a couple of other tones, if you will, to bounce off. And I chose Viktor Frankl because he talks about interior freedom. And he does it perhaps, well, it's not perhaps, he does it in a secular way. He doesn't do it from a faith perspective as Father Philippe do. But he gets to the same, he's going to get to the same point, or at least as far as secular understanding can take him. Okay. So I'm going to take a little time.
Is this from Man's Search for Meaning?
Yes. Yes, it is. Viktor Frankl was interred in the concentration camp. And during that experience, he realized this reality of interior freedom within himself and how to be free in the midst of these very... You know, in the midst of it, an exterior freedom he did not have. And Viktor Frankl's writing, so that's a genre of Holocaust writing, his stands in sharp contrast to most. Most Holocaust writings is nihilistic and dark and really devoid of hope, as one might can imagine. But Frankl is in contrast because he still has hope of the human spirit, has hope that the human spirit can soar over the various sorts of situations. He's the founder of logotherapy, and in this, so like with English words, logos can have a variety of meanings. He took the meaning of logos for meaning. So it's the study of meaning, the meaning of life. And that's the form of psychotherapy that he developed. And it was a search for meaning and purpose in life that individuals can endure hardship and suffering. So that's what Father Philippe is going to give us that program too. How we can have hope and purpose regardless of our exterior circumstances. The interesting thing I found, with Frankl is that it derived from phenomenology. Phenomenology is an understanding of humanity formed from observing phenomena over a large range of people. Both Carol Wartiva and Edith Stein relied on phenomenology. With
tough words today.
There are some toughies within their development of theology. So, right, faith builds on reason, grace builds on nature.
Absolutely. So
the nature, the understanding would be phenomenology or Aristotelian. That would be another, right? Aristotelian to Thomas Aquinas. That was the connection there.
Yeah, it's very interesting, I think, because, you know, Viktor Frankl's experience, right, his lived experience, where you have been totally abridged of any type of exterior freedom, per se, right? I mean, for the most part, everything has been abridged to a very small microcosm. And not only a microcosm that abridged your movements, but a microcosm where you were actively seeing other people's lives not just being abridged, but executed, right? I think puts a very keen focus on what is left, right? On what is left. And there is... I don't want to get too far ahead, but I do think that that Jean-Philippe recognizes that sometimes it is in those sufferings that provide us moments of clarity that prevent us from realizing that our exterior life is something that we can make on our own, right? I mean, that we are responsible for happiness, that we're responsible for joy by our own concrete actions. And that abridgment for... sometimes it takes the laser, right, to focus the light, right, or the diamond to focus the light so that it can be refracted into something else where you're able to see something a little bit more clearly, or conversely, you know, the diamond bringing in the light to the white so you can see all these colors kind of coming together to focus. So we kind of have this prismatic pivot point where Viktor Frankl is coming at it from the standpoint where everything has been reduced to its smallest level, and yet he realizes intuitively, you know, in the whiteness of the light, that the rainbow is still there, right? And that rainbow exists within the interior of the self. And Jacques Philippe, I think, does a really good job. I mean, he doesn't use that as a metaphor, you know, a prism and a rainbow, or a white light and a rainbow. But I think that he does recognize that there are certain things within our life that are going to force us to be focused on the interior. And, you know, I've always said to my kids, you know, no matter where you go, you take you with you. Right. Definitely. So there's kind of an importance to being able to have that interior peace, that interior freedom within yourself that's going to allow you to be yourself no matter where you are.
That's exactly right. All right, my friends. In the next episode, we are going to pick up the thesis statement for interior freedom. Till then, fides. Rachio.